From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The Department of Labor said today that the price of goods increased a seasonally adjusted 0.7% last month. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
The increase is one of the largest in almost a year, but most of it was due to a sharp uptick in the price of gas. Food and energy prices fluctuate more, so excluding such items, the core prices of goods increased only 0.2%. Although there has been talk of a rising threat of inflation, it's still considered under control. The recession and belt tightening are prompting both people and businesses to pull back on spending. Compared to last year, when energy prices spiked, consumer prices are down 1.4%, one of the largest annual price declines on record. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
A third day of hearings on Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor has begun on Capitol Hill. She spent her grueling day yesterday answering Republican charges that she would bring bias and liberal agenda to the court. Sotomayor said her 17-year record as a federal judge shows she has always based decisions on the law, not her personal views. After the Judiciary Committee winds up its first round of questioning, it goes into a closed session to discuss such things as the FBI report on the judge and other personal items. The 19 senators can then take another 20 minutes each to question Sotomayor. An al-Qaeda lieutenant has issued an audio message warning Pakistanis of U.S. involvement in their country. Dale Gavlak reports.
Number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri, accused the U.S. of heading a crusade to turn Pakistan from a Muslim nuclear power into a divided nation. He said that Americans are now occupying Afghanistan and Pakistan, and he called on Pakistanis to join a holy war to rise up and fight. The tape's authenticity could not be immediately verified, but was released by al-Qaeda's media wing and posted on websites used by the terrorist group. Pakistan has stepped up its war against al-Qaeda allies, the Taliban, winning praise from Washington. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
House Democrats have come up with sweeping legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the bill is both a starting point and a path to success. She was joined by committee chairmen and other House leaders. Pelosi and Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman of California said the House would pass the bill before the August recess. The legislation would impose penalties on employers who fail to provide health insurance for their workers and on individuals who refuse to buy it. Prices opened sharply higher on Wall Street this morning. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 122 points to 84.82. The Nasdaq is up 35 points to 1835. This is NPR News. China handed the former chairman of the second-largest oil company, Sinopec, a suspended death sentence. He was convicted of taking nearly $10 million in bribes. The company is Asia's biggest oil refiner by volume. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
In return for the $29 million in bribes, Sinopec's former chairman, Chen Tonghai, allegedly doled out contracts, land transfers, and other favors, according to the official Xinhua news agency. The report did not reveal who bribed him. Suspended death sentences are usually commuted to life in prison. The son of a Chinese revolutionary, Chen was detained at the Beijing airport while trying to flee the country in June of 2007. The state-owned Sinopec firm paid $7.2 billion last month for the exploration firm Adax Petroleum. It was China's largest overseas acquisition to date. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The U.S. Geological Survey has canceled a tsunami warning that followed an earthquake off the western coast of New Zealand. The agency says the 7.8 magnitude quake's epicenter was off the west coast of New Zealand's South Island. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Hawaii sent an email alert warning of a possible tsunami in New Zealand. That warning was also canceled after waves generated turned out to be less than 8 inches. Police on South Island, where the earthquake was centered, say they have received reports of minor cracks in buildings and stock falling from supermarket shelves. They have received no reports of serious damage or injuries so far. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.